Hello. Hello. Good morning, church. It's a privilege to be with you this morning. I stand in front of people to do this most times, but it's still nerve-wracking to do it. I want to read from Proverbs chapter 16, verses 1 to 9. So if you have your Bibles with you, you can read along. To man belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the reply of the tongue. All a man's way seems innocent to him, but motives are weighed by the Lord. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. I want to repeat that again. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. The Lord works out everything in his own ends, even the wicked for the day of disaster. The Lord detects all of the proud of heart. Be sure of this, they will not go unpunished. True love and faithfulness, sin is atoned for. Through the fear of the Lord, a man avoids evil. When a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies live at peace within him. Better a little with righteousness than much gain with injustice. Verse 9. In his heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his step. In his heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his step. A lot of things is happening in our world today, and I'm sure you all agree with me. World wars, and I think majority of what is happening in this world is because we haven't taken care of the choices that God has asked us or put into our hands. It has also led to poor planning, because poor planning and choices or the wrong choices can lead to so many of these things happening in our world. Before I continue, let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning, and I pray that I come before you as an empty vessel, that you will use me to bless your church this morning. We thank you for the beautiful worship today, and it is our prayer, Lord, that we will learn from you today as we use it to apply to our own lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I thought perhaps we'll do a little bit of an exercise before I go on. So I want to find out, and you can show by your hands, are you more of a planner type, or you are more of the go with the flow? So if you like planning, if you are the one that needs to plan everything. Okay. And how many of us are the go with the flow type? See, my wife and I, we are the opposites. So I want everything to be planned. And sometimes when things go out of my plan, it just demotivates me. But you know what? Planning gives me a sense of motivation. It gives me a sense of direction. And I'm sure for so many people, planning, it's kind of like a security for them, or it's something that helps them when they become very predictable. And my wife is, you know what, let's go with the flow. She doesn't really care. She can do anything. Just ask her to do it, and then she's going to do it. But I kind of need a little bit of notice, you know, so that I can do that. Now, the question I want to ask is, what do you do when the plan you have for your life change? Exactly. It can cause a whole lot of issues for us. You can doubt. Sometimes we think, oh, hang on, God, that is not what, you know, I was hoping for or I'm looking out for. But anyway, I've entitled my topic or my sermon today, Discovering God's Hands in Our Plans. Discovering God's Hands in Our Plans. Believe me, this has changed over the last couple weeks, because anytime I sit down, I think that God is leading me to look at it from this direction. But eventually, I think, thank God, you allowed me. We got there in the end. Discovering God's hands in our plans. So I want to focus mainly on verse 9 of Proverbs chapter 16. So the scripture reflects on the heart's intention for us to make plans, and the Lord's rule over that planning that we make. So it highlights a very important aspect of our human life. So you and I know our life is a journey. It's a continuous maze of decisions, choices, destinations. And look at what's happening in the world. Like I started, it's because of wrong choices, wrong decisions, and all of that. What we have here from Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9, is an invitation to explore the tension between our human desire to plan and to control our own lives as against the beautiful reality that God is the ultimate direction of our path. And I'm sure you all agree with me. As human beings, we often have this natural inclination to plan, to strategize, you know. We want to set goals for our life. We want to make resolutions. We want to envision a path, you know, where we can have our own way, or we can be able to do what we want to do. But one thing we need to know is that every human is wired to plan. That's how God has made us, and there's nothing wrong with that. However, sometimes we can plan wisely, or we can plan foolishly. 1 Timothy 4, verse 4, it says, "The Lord has a purpose for everything he created." Just a reaffirmation that God is in control of our lives. And I think sometimes we forget. So many things happen in our lives that we forget that God is the one who is in control of our lives. The average person takes about 4,700 steps a day. So can you imagine over a lifetime how many steps will be taken? We had line dancing yesterday, and we took over, well, up to, I did about 7,000 steps. But then, over a lifetime, can you imagine how successful we can be if we include God in every step that we take? We include God in every aspect of our lives. Life can take us through different journeys, you know, when it comes to planning. There's a saying that failing to plan is planning to fail, isn't it? So from a purely natural perspective, making life plans is prudent, it's very wise, and we all have to make plans. Like I said, the Lord has designed our minds to think, and he has given us the free will so that we can make choices to plan our lives. But sometimes we do make wrong choices. But the Bible gives us examples of biblical figures who made plans for our lives. So I want us to look at a few biblical figures who made plans for their lives. So, for example, Noah. Noah followed God's plan to build an ark to save his family and two of every kind of the animals from the impending flood. So Noah made a detailed plan for the construction of the ark. Joseph had a dream that he would one day rule over his brothers. He also made plans. He shared these plans with his brothers, but well, he got into trouble for sharing that plan. But eventually, he ended up in Egypt fulfilling God's plan. Nehemiah is an excellent example of a man who also made careful plans. Nehemiah was very careful with his plan. He was the cupbearer of the Persian king, but he prayed and he planned for the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem. We will look at Paul later on, but Paul had extensive missionary plans. He traveled the whole of the Mediterranean. He wanted to visit various churches, but we will look at Paul again if that plan went according to plan. Ruth also made a plan to stay with her mother-in-law because she wanted to follow her God. And that actually led Ruth in marrying Boaz and then becoming part of the lineage of Jesus. Now, these examples show that planning is very essential, or is an essential part of our life. However, have you asked yourself, if we do not plan, or if our plans doesn't align with what God has done for us, things go pear-shaped? In other words, if our planning is aligned to what God wants us to do, it brings us great blessing, it brings us fulfillment, and also it helps us to follow God's purpose for our lives. Have you ever made a plan that has fallen through? Have you ever felt that your life was going in one direction and then suddenly everything just changed? I want us to look at three practical ways that we can apply the deeper meaning of this verse to our lives. So there are three things I want us to look at today. And the first one is the nature of human planning. So planning is necessary aspect of our lives. And we all acknowledge that we are naturally inclined to plan and to chart the course of our lives. Planning helps us to work towards a better future. You know, through planning, God can open avenues and opportunities for us. In Proverbs that we read, it says, a man's heart plans his ways. So we are the image bearers of God, and planning is essential for success in every area of our life. Remember, or don't forget, the verse does not mean that we should not make plans or we shouldn't set goals. The Bible actually encourages us to do that. So verse 3, it says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. So there is a sense of surrender here, and there is a sense of trust. We are saying that we want to give God control over our plans. Sometimes, even if we don't fully understand what is happening, and majority of times, these things happen. This can be a very difficult thing for us to do, you know, especially in a culture that emphasizes on self-reliance and independence, where people want to be in charge. But when we commit our plans, we open ourselves for God's blessings and God's guidance. Our plans are subject to God's will. I mean, it means we have to understand the will of God pertaining to the plans that we make. On a human level, when our plans doesn't align to the will of God, we can grumble, you know, we can get upset, we can lose hope. We can make plans, but God can change our plans. Sometimes God disagrees with our plans, and that's what it is. Our planning process will have to begin at the feet of Christ. And we have to allow God to lead us to establish our steps. Now, in the 1990s, when I came to the UK for the first time, I visited lots of places in London, Big Ben, St. Paul's Cathedral, Buckingham Palace, Westminster Abbey, the Tower Bridge. It was exciting. I loved this country. So immediately, I started making plans. I was really impressed with the United Kingdom. I straight away activated my planning mode. I started researching for university. I'm like, you know what? I really want to live in this country. So I started researching for university. I applied for a few of the universities here. I had a response from one university which offered me international development studies. I can't be more than excited about this. But before leaving Ghana and coming here, I was the youth president, and I was 2 years into my term of office. And I was on my final year. But then I saw an opportunity here to continue my education. And I wanted to do international development studies. So when I was offered that, I'm thinking, this is great. But plans changed. God wanted me to go back and finish my term of office. So God blocked my plans to come to Leeds University to do the course that I really wanted to do. However, during the last year of my term, leading the youth group, our membership grew from 45 to 120 within a year. And in one youth setting, we get up to 65 young people coming, praising and worshiping God. But you see, even though I was forced in a way, I didn't have a choice. I just had to stick with what God's plan was. But let me tell you, it was painful because I really wanted to come and do this course here. So I had to realign myself with what God, even though I wasn't really happy about it. But what happened after a year, I came into contact with one of my lecturers at the University of Ghana, who said that, oh, Mark, there's an opportunity in the University of Canada, and I think you'd be a good candidate for that if you want to apply for it. I said, oh, yeah, why not? So I applied to Lakehead University, and guess what? I got full scholarship. Whereas if I'd accepted the plans to go to Leeds University, I wouldn't have been able to complete the course because I didn't know where I was going to get £9,000 to pay for my tuition fee. But then in the other plan that God laid out for me, I got scholarship, and I was actually also offered a post to be a graduate teaching assistant, and I get paid extra for it. So how wonderful was God there? And God kind of planned my whole journey throughout my stay in Canada. Now, I want to talk to you about Stuart Holden. So Stuart is one of England's finest young preachers ever. He was invited to go to America to speak at a Christian conference. Now, Stuart, being a young preacher, felt that, how, this is a wonderful opportunity for me. It's an opportunity for me, one, to further my career and to be able to bring God's message to millions of people. So he made his arrangements. He made all these plans. He bought his ticket so that he can sail across the Atlantic. But unfortunately for him, his wife became ill. So that meant that he needed to stay. And he felt that, oh, it would be wrong for him to leave his wife and travel across to the Atlantic to America. He wasn't happy. He complained to God for preventing him from traveling. But it wasn't God's plan for him to travel. But after he did a reflection, he was so thankful to God for actually overruling his plans. But the question is, why? Because that ship that was to sail was the Titanic. And we all know what happened to the Titanic. Isaiah 55, verse 8, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declared the Lord." God's thoughts and ways are different from ours. So he sees the world from a clearly different perspective, and God always has a different plan for our lives. When it comes to planning, our human mind can see the small piece of the puzzle at a time. But then God sees the whole or the bigger picture. We have to trust that God has good plans for our lives. And sometimes it's really difficult to do that. God's plan for the Israelites was to lead them out of slavery into Egypt, the promised land. That took some hard work, didn't it? They disobeyed God, you know, but God needed to teach them humility and reliance on himself. So God challenged them and took them through a journey so that they themselves will be challenged for his purpose. So number one, we've looked at the nature of human planning. And number two, I want us to look at the limits of human planning. Our planning obviously have got limitations, and we have to be open, we have to be flexible, and we have to be willing to change. Sometimes, if God is leading us on a different direction, we need to just sit still and allow God to take us through that process. And sometimes we just have to, like Proverbs 16 verse 9 says, we have to just accept and acknowledge that life is unpredictable. So while we have the power to make choices and to set our goals, to make all these plans, to be in control of our outcomes, we know that there is a God who is there, who can limit or put limits on our planning just for our own good. When we recognize our limitation, it can help us to navigate uncertainties and to change with grace, and so that we can rely more on God and trust Him. We mentioned Paul earlier. Paul was a man who was very vocal of his plans. Paul wanted to visit lots of churches, so he wrote, you know, the goals that he wanted to achieve. In Scripture, it says that Paul made his travel plans. So Paul purposed in his heart that he wanted to fulfill all these visits. But God had other plans for him. God said, hang on a minute, you are not in charge here. So he planned his visit to Macedonia, as we can see in Acts chapter 15, verse 31 onwards. He wanted to visit, he wanted to strengthen the churches that he had planted on his first missionary journey. Well, there's nothing wrong with that, is it? However, Paul was kept from this Macedonian call because the Holy Spirit was trying to direct him to a different ministry opportunity. Now, the Macedonian church, remember, they were a new church. They were facing lots of challenges. You know, Paul was a gifted evangelist and a teacher. And the Holy Spirit knew that Paul would be a blessing to this church in their growth and helping the church to thrive. However, Paul needed to learn to rely on the guidance of the Holy Spirit. If you know Paul very well, he was a strong-willed and independent man. He was so used to making his own plans that he always wanted to follow his path. But God wanted Paul to learn to rely on Him, even if it means that he, God, was changing his plans. And because God wanted Paul to take the gospel to Europe and to Macedonia, God wanted Paul to learn his way rather than Paul learning his own way. But what happened? Paul's obedience to the call was actually a turning point in his ministry. So this led him to plant so many churches all over Europe. It led him to spread the gospel to thousands of people. So sometimes when God changes our plans, He always will have something better for us to fulfill His purpose. God will often call us to do things outside of our comfort zone. That's the word comfort zone, ring a bell. Sometimes we get stuck in our own comfort zone. But we have to embrace challenges as we grow. There will always be setbacks. There will be unexpected challenges along the way. However, if we commit less to our plans and commit more to God's plans, then we know that He will work all things for our good, as we can see in Romans chapter 8, verse 28. The third and final thing I want us to look. So we've looked at the nature of human planning. We've looked at the limits of our human planning. And it will be good to look at the third point, which is trusting God's guidance in our planning. So the question here is, do we seek God's guidance when we plan? Because God's guidance plays a vital role in the fulfillment of our plans. So the fact that we have to trust in God's guidance doesn't mean that we shouldn't make plans. We are free to make the plans. But we have to be open to divine directions from God. Our plans can be delayed. Our plans can be altered in so many ways. But God's guidance often involves his perfect timing. It also will require our faith and our obedience. So when the people of Israel, when they decided to rely on their own counsel, they were defeated so many times by their enemies. Nehemiah, as we've looked previously, he asked God for guidance and direction, and God to direct his path to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. God's guidance always leads us to where we need to be. And we cannot separate God from our plans. We just need to trust him more rather than trusting in our plans. Now, it will not sit well to finish without talking about some individuals who trusted in God. So Abraham, you know, Abraham was called to leave his homeland, to journey to a new land. Abraham obeyed God's call, and he embarked on a journey of faith. But his obedience led to the fulfillment of God's promise for him. Moses was called to lead the people of Israel. We all know Moses hesitated initially. It's like, ooh, I can't do this. But ultimately, he followed God's commands, and he brought the people of Israel to the edge of the promised land. Let's look at what happened to Joseph. Everything that Joseph went through, Joseph could have become very resentful, or he could have become very bitter. But he didn't do that. He made a conscious effort to trust in God's plan. How can we reflect this verse and challenge our own experiences? I want us to think about a time when your plans fell through. How did that make you feel? I want us to think about a time when you were surprised by something good that happened in your life. How did that make you feel? Did you attribute it to maybe good luck? Or did you recognize God's hand in it? I want us to think about a time when you made a decision. Did you pray for guidance? Think about a time when you actually overcame a challenge. Did you have faith in God? Did you have support from others? So for the challenge today, I want us to think about our own plans. You know, whether related to work, our careers, our relationships, our personal goals, our calling. You know, maybe you've attended an interview where you've been denied a job. You've applied for a school program and that didn't happen. There's so many things that we plan that doesn't really happen. But how often do we trust in God's guidance when we make these plans? So we may be faced with real challenges. You know, we may be faced with doubts when we are trying to discern God's will for our lives. Sometimes we may not even think it's necessary. We may not even know how to seek guidance from God. We may be afraid of what God will say. Or we may even fear the consequences of trusting God. But I'm telling you this morning that there are massive benefits of aligning our plans with God's purpose. This can bring us peace. It can bring us purpose, and it can bring us fulfillment. As individuals and as a congregation, we have to take action. We need to do a deeper reflection of our plans, and we need to seek God's guidance consistently in our lives. The song we sang, if I can get a song. Yeah, it says, strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God, the everlasting God. You do not faint. You won't grow weary. This song reminds us that in challenging times, God always remains constant. So I urge all of us this morning that we submit our plans to God and trust in His guidance. Let's allow God to lead us down the path He Himself has chosen for us. However noble our plans may be, they must always reflect God's purpose in our lives. For it is in His plan that we will find true joy, true peace, and fulfillment. So I want to conclude with one of my favorite daily inspirational quotes. He says, God's plan is always the best. Sometimes the process is painful and hard. But don't forget that when God is silent, He is doing something good for you. May we always seek God's guidance, and may we always be attentive to the hand of God in our lives. Amen.